This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So we have this anonymous person here. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I live a little bit north of Auckland, and I'm currently a facilitator for Rainbow Youth. I've known I was a lesbian for a few years now, since I was about 15.
Okay. What gender do you identify with?
Female.
And what culture do you identify with?
New Zealand European.
And your sexuality?
Lesbian, very lesbian.
What do you like to be called as a dyke or?
Okay, that's an interesting question. I don't actually really mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really like the whole dyke thing or the whole femme thing. So I think it changes every day. I know that sounds like really, really weird, but it does.
Yeah. In your way, are you like a bit of a feminist?
Oh, I'm a total feminist. Like, unbelievably. I get so angry when I see things on TV or just things in general. They just make me so angry. Mm. Like, whenever, like, the subject of rape comes up or in the newspapers or in, a movie theme or something, it really ruins it for me because it gets me really angry.
Damn these news. Why do they have to start real life situations?
God, I know. It's awful.
Okay. When did you realise that you were a lesbian?
I would say in my early teens. It sort of started off with obsessions. Like, I called them obsessions when I'd be really...
It was a phase. Or,
It wasn't a phase, but I'd be into one of my friends for like a really long time, and I didn't identify as being lesbian then. Then I thought it was just like I liked my friend, but it was like that for so long, and then eventually you sort of figure it out. But up until then, I hadn't. So,
well, how did you feel when you realised? Did you have to feel like, oh my god, I had to keep it a secret?
Yeah, I did. I was lucky enough to sort of have someone to come out with, sort of thing. So we went to the youth group together, which was another nerve-wracking experience. But it was good to have someone to talk to. But as far as family and friends and things, I did keep it quiet for a long time. And when I was out, it wasn't because of my own doing.
Mm. How did you feel emotionally?
I'm quite a religious person, so obviously I have struggled and still sometimes do struggle about it, especially when there's so many people out there who are saying things even though they sort of have no right to, when, you know, like you're going to hell or things like that, and even just like your own personal relationship with God, you've got to try and figure it out, like why would I have been made this way if he didn't want it or something, and then the people who say that we have to try and not be gay, which I just never really understood, but it's had its fair share of struggles.
So are you currently in the closet at the moment?
With my family, yes. With my friends, no. And with the rest of the whole school, no. That wasn't really up to me, though.
A bit complicated there.
Yeah. I was outed by my friends, and things go like crazy fast as soon as they get into... As soon as a few people knows, pretty much everyone knows. I didn't have a bad time of it, though. Things were really good. Everyone was accepting.
So, why are you out to your family only?
I'm not out to my family.
Sorry. Why are you out to your friends only?
Because my family are really religious, and they are of the opinion that you have to have lived a little bit before you'd be able to know. Like, at one point, Mum sort of... saw that I was in the youth group page on Facebook and saw that I was wearing I had a rainbow earring, which was like my favourite earring of all time, and I wore it in my right ear and everything, and it was really, really great. But she found out about it and she got really angry and sort of said, if you come back when you're 25 and say that you're gay, then we'll support you, but if not, then you honestly have to live a little before you can say that you are. Mm.
Do you think they think it's just a little phase they're going through?
I think they do. At the moment, it's I do keep everything really quiet around them, so they think I'm probably over it. But when I'm 25, they might get a bit of a surprise.
There's a theory that parents don't accept their children to being their sexuality because they think that they have an ideal child of them being straight, having them or having a little bit about themselves. Do you believe in that theory?
I think I do. I think one of the main things for my mum is like getting married and having children. Mm. Like, she doesn't think that you can be happy if you don't. Mm. So I think it's also partially her thinking that I can't be happy being gay because I somehow wouldn't be able to get married and wouldn't be able to have children.
Would you want to have children or be married when you're older?
When I'm older, potentially. I haven't even thought about it. You know, get a girlfriend first, then maybe even
think. Not now.
No. It's not even legal yet.
Well, we have civil unions at the moment.
Yeah. I want to get married, damn it.
This goes to Canada.
Yeah, on New York.
Oh, yes, New York or California now.
Oh, California, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And, like, I think it's Spain, Sweden. I think South Africa as well.
South Africa. Okay, I want to go to Africa. I'll get married in Africa, though.
No, South Africa, not Africa.
Oh, South Africa's in Africa.
No, it's not.
So is.
It's a different continent.
Africa is a continent.
Yeah, but not South Africa. South Africa's a country.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, we're getting off topic here. Where was I? How did you feel with the reactions that you've gotten when you came out of the closet?
From my friends, they were amazing. Well, most of them were, you know, they asked so many questions, and now it sort of seems to be the defining thing that we ever talk about. Mm. So whenever we hang out, it's not like, oh, do you know what these people are doing, or this or that? It's all like, what's happening with you and your parents, and what, like, it seems to be an intense issue for them, and I don't know. I miss talking about normal things, but it's, like, as far as that goes, it's fine. Mm. My parents' reaction, as in my mum's sort of semi-reaction to a rainbow earring, which wasn't even me coming out at that point. We were in the car, and she started crying and yelling and screaming at me, and she was driving the car and like swerving all over the road, like about to crash, like crying, and she goes, oh, like, I should take you out of your all-girls school and send you to live with your nana, like, and I sort of thinking, well, that's not going to like change anything, you know. And then I was like, look, Mum, just pull over. So we pulled over on the side of the road, and she's still yelling and screaming and crying. And, oh, she was really upset about it, which it made me upset. And I like putting conversations like that off. Mm. And just to have it sort of forced on you like that to talk about it. And the way she was like, you don't like girls, do you? You know,
you just don't like for me, it's like, you don't like boys, do you? Oh, come on, look at that girl over there.
And you're just like, no. No, but just the way she said it, it made me feel like I couldn't be like, yeah, actually I do, a lot. Like, she just made it sound like she was like really, it was like a surprise to her or something, like, oh, you're not interested in girls, are you? And I was just like, I don't know. Like, I sort of said generic answers at that point, but
a non-committed answer.
Non-committal answers.
So, with your little friends group, you're being practically forced as centre of attention, kind of thing, when they talk about your sexuality, right?
Yes, in a way. I sort of have moved groups, and not because of that, just hanging out with a bit cooler people now, you could say. Moved on. Like, my original group, it was like the hugest deal because they'd sort of known me when I was straight. Like, no. Like, they'd sort of grown up with me and sort of always seen me as being straight. So to be not straight was a huge change for them. So that became like the big sort of deal. And whenever we talked, it would be about that sort of thing, or it just all these little things. But with my new group of friends, I sort of moved into the group being out, so it's not a big deal for them at all. like, I saw some of my friends on the way here up Queen Street, and I was like, they're like, what are you doing? And I said, ah, I'm just being interviewed by my friend. They go, what for? I was like, oh, some gay documentary. Yeah, and they were just fine with it and just sort of carried on. But it's different.
Yeah, were they like, wow, you're going to be on a documentary?
Yeah, they were. They were really, like, impressed. They're like, oh, I've never been asked to be interviewed for anything. They were, like, really upset because they think they're never going to get jobs because they've never had interviews.
Should have brought them around. I could have interviewed them next.
Oh, okay, I should have.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Text them.
Text them now. No, they're on their way home.
Oh, depressing.
Okay, did you get any support, or do you have any support?
Not from my friends or from my family. I know that sounds strange, but the girl who I sort of did come out with, as in, who was a really good friend of mine at the time, we went to a queer youth group together, and that was really good. We met a lot of people through that, a lot of people through our own school as well, so we were all sort of connected through that, and whenever I have an issue or anything that I need to talk to someone about, I talk to one of them, which is sort of where I get my sort of support from, and then in return I'm always there for them if they've got anything they want to talk about. But just things that you feel like you can't talk about with your straight friends, because most of them just don't get it.
Yeah. Okay, now for the more personal questions. Have you ever been in a relationship before?
Not a proper relationship.
Not a proper.
Are you currently in a relationship?
Not in a current relationship.
No. Is there a reason why?
I'm extremely picky when it comes to people. Like, I'm not sure if it's like a religious thing, because I know a lot of people are like, no sex before marriage. I'm probably sort of like, no relationship until you're sure that you almost want to marry the person. I know that sounds like really extreme. I'm going to start university soon, which will probably give me a bigger portal for meeting people through. But I'm not, sort of a combination of not knowing enough people and being really
picky.
Really picky. Yes.
Yeah. Does you being out to your friends and not out to your family affects the way that you want to be in a relationship with someone?
I don't think so. Like, I think if I was in a relationship, I would be open with my family about it, and I would also be open with my friends about it, because it wouldn't really be fair on the other person unless they were also in the same situation. It wouldn't be fair to sort of not acknowledge them as being important to you, to the people who are also important to you, I think.
Okay. How do you meet other people?
How what, sorry?
How do you meet other people?
Mainly through the queer youth group, which I've become more involved with, so now I facilitate it, and because of that, we get to meet more often and meet other people from other regional groups. And also, I'm not sure really how, but gay people really get to know each other, just even though there's like sort of minimal contact, whether it's just random people sort of adding you on Facebook, or just like in the street, someone will just come up to you and be like, hi, like, even if they just recognise your haircut, I think, or something. I'm not even sure. Like, it doesn't happen to me anymore now that I've got long hair, but people always used to come up and talk to me when I had short hair.
Yeah, I was just noticed when I was looking out for you, I was like, wait, is that her? No, it can't be. Her hair's not long enough. Oh, not short enough.
Really fast. Right. I'm thinking of cutting it off again.
Not completely, but...
Oh, no. Just cut it short,
yeah,
like it was in the beginning.
Okay. Another personal question. Are you a virgin?
Yes, I am a virgin.
Okay. Is there a reason why? Or are you...
First of all, because I haven't really been in a relationship yet, which I think you sort of should be if you're going to have sex with someone. Casual sex with people you don't know, generally, it doesn't stick in my mind as something that I'd like to do. Yeah, that's probably the only reason.
Another question is, what do you think defines virginity or virgin?
Okay, this is also a hard question, because some people that I know would say that you can define virginity, but some things obviously are virginity and some things obviously aren't. Yeah. I don't know how to, like, put that. I think I'm pretty mainstream with the general sort of... I'm mainstream with my definitions of sex. Okay. I wouldn't say anything that wasn't sex. And if it's sex, I will be like, that is sex.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing... Nothing doesn't fit in either of the categories.
Okay, have you experienced any abusive or... abusive behaviour because of your sexuality or gender identity?
Sometimes in the street people have, you know, they have called things or I know this sounds really sort of petty, but even just in graffiti, you know, when you see, I think in Browns Bay at the moment there's a certain bench and it's got faggots must die, dirty queers, all sort of things like that, and every time I see them I get by a Vivid from Whitcoe's and I scribble it out and I write no hate, and then next time I come back no hate's been scribbled out and it's been written bigger. So it's around. I might not have felt the full extent of it like other people have, but it's definitely there. And it's
okay. And do you have any last comments, or would you like me to ask you a question that is relevant or not?
No, I'm fine. If there's anything else you'd like to ask, you can.
No, that's it. Thank you for the interview.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you.